Fourth parak of the Nedarim, Mishnah Aleph. Ein ben amud ha'nor mechaveil amud ha'menu meichel. There's two ways a person could ask himself, there are many ways, but two of the ways that a person can ask himself on his friend is either saying that I will not have any hanoa from you, or I will not have any meichel from you. Now, meichel over here doesn't mean the food itself, it means any hanoa which is connected to meichel, which broadens it tremendously. Because any profit I make from my friend is meichel, because I can use that money to buy food. So mele, the only nafkamina is drisas regel. If there is a path, I could use his house as a shortcut. If I'm making a neder not to have hanoa from him, that's having hanoa because I'm going through the path. If I'm making a neder not to have food from him, there's no food involved. I'm not getting any money. It's free of charge. And kelim shenoisim be'moichel nefesh, also kelim which are lent to him, which would be lent for free anyway, and they're not used for cooking and eating purposes. Okay, amud de'moichel mechaveiro. If a person made a neder not to have hanoa meichel from his friend, loshileno napa. Should not lend him a sifter. The kabara is another type of sifting implement. Rechaim, a millstone, tanner, baking, because all these can be used for food purposes. Avamashaloi chaluk, you can lend him a cloak, a tabas, a ring, a talus, mizamim, earrings, choldavah, she'ein oisim boichel nefesh. Kalim that are not involved in loichel nefesh, you can lend to him, but it's a place where these things are rented, then you cannot take it from him because you're saving yourself a rental. So that's also considered monetary gain. But it's a place that everybody lends these things for free, there's enough gemachim, so that's not considered a hanoah that will bring you to food because the thing itself is not food and you're not getting any money that you'll be able to buy food with.